Hello, hello. This is Frankie Price from Mosaic Music Instruction. And the podcast this week is the first in a series of conversations that have developed by me listening to my students. Over the past few years, I have had students ask me to elaborate on specific concepts, and I encourage anyone who is listening to email me with suggestions for future episodes. Feel free to let me know how I can help you, all right? If there's any questions you have, let me know. I plan on releasing a new podcast every week along with a video showcasing what I'm calling a lick of the week and a short lesson demonstrating a different warm-up and dexterity exercise, but that's mainly for my guitar students. Today I'm going to discuss, you know, different cornerstones of music, and the main one is the note. All right, so I'm going to be talking about the 12 notes found in the Western scale, and these include A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, in addition to the 5 in-between notes, which I'll discuss here in just a minute. First, let's talk about the A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Always remember that these notes follow the alphabet, so when you think about how they apply to music, just always go in order. Okay. Now, we refer to these notes as natural notes. When we group them, we call this the natural scale, since it only uses natural notes. It makes sense, right? To paint a picture, these are the white keys on a piano. And since we're talking about the white keys, let's talk about the black keys as well. We call these keys the chromatic notes. All right. And one thing you'll notice is that there are more white keys than black keys on a piano. The reason for this is because there are more natural notes than chromatic notes. There are 7 natural notes, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, compared to 5 chromatic notes. And when I teach these notes, doesn't matter if it's natural or chromatic, I have my students think of what I call the note staircase. And so imagine all of your notes standing on a step, each one of them has their own step, on a staircase. The A is standing at the bottom, B is the next one up, C on the next, and so forth until you get to the top with the G. All right. But for now, we're not going to consider the chromatic notes. And so one thing I want you to remember is that when you have your notes on your steps like this, you always follow the alphabet. You will not skip, like A and C will not be on a step beside of each other. You will always have a B in between, and so on and so on. At least not in this podcast for now. Anyway, 2 notes on this staircase do not have sharps, and 2 notes do not have flats. It is these sharps and flats that are the chromatic notes that I spoke of earlier, okay? And if you're thinking about it, the 2 notes that do not have sharps, let's talk about those first. Sharps are drawn as a number symbol or for a hashtag and they're meant to raise the pitch 1 half step. And I'm going to talk about the half steps in just a minute. But for now, just keep thinking about walking up that staircase. Now, not every note has a sharp. And to help my students remember which ones do not, I always tell them that you cannot be sharp. And even though you can't see it, I'm making the parentheses symbol with my fingers around the B and the E. All right, so the 2 notes that do not have sharps are B and E. And so, therefore, you cannot be sharp. Hopefully it makes sense. Not too cheesy. But what it means is that you go directly from B to C and to E to F on the staircase. There's nothing in between. There's no chromatic note in between B and C and E and F. All right. But on flip side, what that means is that A, C, D, F, and G, they do have sharps. All right. So that gives us an A sharp, a C sharp, a D sharp, an F sharp, and a G sharp. And these are the chromatic steps that are in between the natural notes on the staircase. Okay? That takes us up to 12 steps now. You have 7 natural notes and 5 chromatic notes. When you put them all together, you have A, A sharp, B, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F, F sharp, G, and G sharp. When you put them all together, you have what we call the chromatic scale. All right, are you with me so far? I hope so. Good. If not, you know, feel free to go back, start this podcast over, or let me know if there's certain questions you have about anything that I've left out, and maybe I'll re-record or put it back into the podcast recording, make it a little bit easier to follow. All right? Well, good. So far, so good, I hope. Let's talk about the flats a little bit. Once you understand the sharps, it gets a little bit easier to figure out the flats. All right? So as you were walking up the steps to figure out the sharps, you now walk down the staircase to figure out the flats. All right? So flats look like a lowercase b. Whenever you're looking at them on music, they look like a lowercase b with a weird font, and they're meant to lower the pitch one half step. All right? Just like I told you before that B and E do not have sharps, well, that means that C and F do not have flats. If B goes directly to C and it doesn't have a sharp, that means C goes directly to B when we're walking down the staircase. Therefore, no flat. Okay? So, as you walk down the staircase, all right, if you're walking down the staircase, you now have A flat. And I'm going to put that A flat at the very top of the staircase for now. And I'll explain why in a little while. So, very top step is A flat. Then we walk down to G. And then we take another step down, G flat, F. F goes straight to E because there is no F flat. E flat on down to D. D flat, C. C goes straight to B. B flat, A. And now I'm going to add a step at the bottom, the A flat. All right. And even though we started with A flat at the top, I'm still going to put A flat down at the bottom. And this is a repeat step, or what we call an octave of the top step. All right. So now that you understand how some steps are natural notes and some are sharps, let's put the sharps and flats into context and talk about those half steps that I mentioned earlier. Each metaphorical step on the staircase, up or down, is a musical half step in a scale, or also known as a collection of notes. That's all a scale is. It's just an organized collection of notes. But that's for another podcast. Anyway, the half step means that there is nothing in between the separate notes. So, for example, when we move from A to A sharp, that is a half step. They are different notes. Even though they both say A, A is different than A sharp. Okay? Same way with C to C sharp, half step. D to D sharp, half step. F to F sharp, and so forth. Since we do not have a B or an E sharp, that means when we go from B to C, that is also a half step. There is nothing in between those two notes. That is a half step. All right. It doesn't matter what the name is, as long as we remember there is nothing in between the two different notes. Okay. And as we move from note to note, remember that we are including both the chromatics as well as the naturals. Okay. So a couple more examples, like B to C, half step. C to C sharp, you get all of those sharps. Same way when you go down, all right? D to D flat is a half step. E to E flat is a half step. Now, B to C is a half step. C to B, if we're going down that staircase, is also a half step, all right? Now, in addition to these half steps, we also have what are called whole steps, all right? hopefully you can already imagine how this works. If half steps move from note to note without skipping anything, that means that a whole step does jump something. It actually goes and it skips one step in between. All right. To figure out a whole step, you skip one note and then go to the next note instead. It's like musical hopscotch. All right. And your pebble has landed on a certain note and you're going to skip over that note. All right. You just skip over it to get to the next. That means that if we're standing on an A, and since A has a sharp, that means that B is a whole step away. We have to skip A sharp to get a whole step to B. All right. If we start with C, we would have a C sharp, and we have to skip that to get to the D, which is a whole step away. All right. Does it make sense? Now, what if we start with a B or an E? All right. We talked about that B and E do not have sharps. Okay. And therefore, nothing is in between them and the next note. That means if we start at B, we would need to go to C sharp to get a whole step. All right. It's a little bit more complicated. But picture the B. A half step away is a C, since B doesn't have a sharp. Now a half step above C is C sharp. So you now add the two half steps together to get the whole step, and C sharp is a whole step above B. Likewise, if we start on an E, all right, let's think about that one. A whole step above E is F sharp. Think about it for a minute and see if you can understand why. All right, so hopefully you can get that, understand that. Now that sharps and flats are out of the way, let's talk about naturals. All right, a natural sign cancels out a flat or sharp, and it looks a little bit like a lightning bolt. All right, the natural, like I told you earlier, natural notes, the natural sign gives you the unaltered pitch of a note. It takes notes like F sharp or E flat or B flat, whatever, A flat, and it makes them into their natural versions of that note. So F sharp would become F natural. B flat would turn into a B. All right. If we group all of these notes that we're talking about, the sharps, the flats, and the naturals, we group them all together, we would call them accidentals. That's the broad term for a sharp, flat, and a natural. Think about it kind of like sharps being a Chevy, a flat being a Ford, and a natural being a Toyota. Even though they're separate brands, they are all still automobiles, all right? They're all cars. And now, so hopefully you can see how all three falls within the same category because all three act the same way. When an accidental is used, it only lasts for the measure that you see it in. It only affects that particular note as well. So if you're looking at it and you see an accidental in a measure, and say, for instance, it's a flat sign beside of an A. If you have other notes like B, C, D, E, F, that accidental that is beside of the A only affects the A. Nothing else is flattened. Okay. Same way, if there's an F, say for example, there's an F on a bottom space, and I'm taking for granted that you can at least picture a staff with a note on the bottom space. We'll talk about, you know, how notes fit in a red on a staff later, but for now, just go with me here. If that F with the natural sign next to it is on the lowest space, all right, and then the melody suddenly jumps up an octave to the F on the top line, all right, if that higher F does not have another accidental, then it is not an F natural, okay? So the accidental only affects that particular note at that particular octave, okay? Besides, and then hopefully, I hope this clears up a little bit of confusion about sharps, flats, naturals, accidentals, half steps, whole steps, and how they all work. If you have any suggestions, anything that I can clarify a little bit more, please feel free to let me know. Email me at Frankie@mosaicmusicinstruction.com. Check out the website. And remember, you cannot be, and I'm using quotations, yeah, cannot use the B sharp and to always take your time walking up and down the staircases. All right. I'd hate for you to fall and break a hip. All right. Take care. See you next time. Bye.